Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As technology continues to advance, colleges and universities are finding new ways to make the content of their libraries more accessible. American Public University's Fred Stilo discusses how moving resources online may not be the best option.
The most traditional academic symbol struggles for identity in the web age. Our idea of the academic library dates to the late 19th century. Then, relatively small, Renaissance-era constructs were redesigned as an essential part of the modern scientific research university. Monumental library structures arose in the heart of the campus to hold the burgeoning outputs from new PhDs and a rising mass press. How does that type of institution fit the web revolution? Rather than own, academic libraries now only effectively rent e-books. They are abandoning pretense of even being able to hold the printed output of scholarly journals. Libraries also acknowledge that new interactive formats cannot be contained on physical shelves, as well as that Google and Wikipedia fulfill roles previously reserved for librarians. This case is even starker at the new online universities. Their postmodern vision starts without monumental buildings and multi-million dollar collections. The for-profits, in particular, call forth an entrepreneurial bent. Every area of library operations, even their existence, comes under scrutiny. Instead of a research trope, a neglected educational side arises. It gives us two significant questions for all academic libraries. First, why not proactively market library resources, especially peer-reviewed studies for added quality, but also cost-effective approaches in keeping with governmental demands and the HEOA Act? Second, why not emphasize the librarians? Who can offer the faculty stronger partners in their subject and collection development areas, as well as unquestioned skills for monitoring and employing and maintaining web technology?
That was American Public University's Fred Stilo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Is it hard when you've got a library card?
Come on inside. We've got everything you need. There's plenty to do, or you could just sit in.